Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
There's $17,483 that this investor was able to write off or to take as a loss. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm gonna do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today's Friday. So, well, happy Friday. Hope you're having a wonderful start or finish to your Friday. Or, hey, let's be honest, today might not even be Friday in your world because you're listening to this podcast on another day. And if so, then don't you wish it was Friday? I am doing Follow Along Friday, regardless of what day of the week you're actually listening to this episode. And Follow Along Friday is all about what I've got going on in my real estate and entrepreneurial endeavors and what that means to you from the lessons that I've learned. Right now, I've got a 155-unit apartment community that I will be closing on with my business partners in about two and a half weeks. On February the 29th is when we're scheduled to close. I'll continue to keep you updated. The main focus of mine is just getting in all the investor paperwork and and the doing the correspondence. You know, when after you get verbal commitments, then you get the signed agreements, which I've pretty much got from everybody who's verbally committed. Then you get the money wired. At that point, you confirm that you've received the wire transfer. You make sure you send them the countersigned documents that they've signed, and you send that to them prior to them wiring any money, obviously. So there's just a lot of miscellaneous administrative things on that deal, as well as just closing it out from an equity standpoint. And that's what I want to talk about. Is something that you're going to enjoy. You're going to appreciate that we are talking about this topic. If you are raising money, wanting to raise money, or just interested in knowing the tax implications from investing in a large multifamily deal or a large syndication, because what I'm going to share with you will be a document, a K-1, that investors receive, the high net worth accredited investors receive after they have participated in one of these syndications. And you're going to see an actual K-1 from one of my investors. Obviously, their private info is all blocked out or blacked out, rather. And you know, so it's not personally identifiable, but the content of it is what's most important. So you might have already checked it out because there's a link in the show notes page for you to download the K-1, and that's what I want to talk about. So let's do it. The K-1 that you're looking at, if you have it open, if not, that's fine. You can listen and then go check it out later. The K-1 that you're looking at is from my first deal that I did, 168 units in Cincinnati, and that is a K-1 from the 2014 year. We bought it, or we acquired it. It was a master lease, so technically it was an installment sale or master lease, however you want to look at it. We're looking at it from an installment sale standpoint. In July of 2013, so it had been about 6 months and that we had had it, and then 2014 rolled around, and then we had it for all of 2014, 2015, and now in 2016, we're going to be selling it. With this K-1 that you're looking at, the investor invested $100,000, and I'm sharing this with you because I want you to see of tax benefits with this, and I want you to see the real numbers because that's important. I love getting into the specifics with my guests, and I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror if I wouldn't get into the specifics about my deals with you. So with this K-1, my investor has generously shared, you can see that the $100,000 investment, the account that is remaining, the capital account that's remaining, is $90,947. And again, that's because in July there was some depreciation that was taken into account. Then the in 2014, there's $17,483 that this investor was able to write off. Or to take as a loss. And I'm not an accountant. You know that. And I don't pretend to be, and this isn't tax advice. This is simply an example document to give you a sense of the type of the reason, one of the reasons why high net worth investors invest in these types of deals. Because you're, even though you're receiving money in this case, there were $6,139 distributed in this year. Even though she was receiving money during the year, there were the deductions from taxes that created a loss of $17,483. Now that loss is deferred until we sell. So you can continue to defer until the point of sale, and then once you sell, then you got to either get taxed on capital gains or do a 1031 exchange into something else, and then you can continue to do that in perpetuity until you die. And then once you die, whoever you give it to, as long as it's under the $13 million threshold, then the recipients of that property will not be taxed on it. So that is that right there is a reason enough to, if you don't have a diversified portfolio, and I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir, so this is really for talking points whenever you're speaking to investors. If you or they don't have a diversified portfolio in real estate, then this is a prime reason why, and you're looking at it black and white, that an investor can make money on the property, but because of depreciation, that's the key, because of depreciation of the property on paper is being accounted for, then you're showing a loss over the course of the year. And all my high net worth accredited investors use or mention this as one of the main reasons why they are so keen on investing in types of syndicated deals, as well as taking money out of the stock market where you get the capital gains taxes and you and putting it into real estate and deals like this. Episode 387, Tom Wheelwright, he talks about 1031 exchanges, and I have another episode coming up here in about a month or two with a 1031 exchange expert. You'll enjoy that as well. But in between now and then, I think this was a good lesson to talk about, and I'm grateful that I was able to share this K-1 with you. This is a real K-1. This is what your investors receive after they after the tax year. This is what they receive, and this is what they'll give to their accountant to allocate towards their taxes. And I'm glad that we're able to share this with you too. Other things I got going on: the property in Cincinnati is doing well, getting close to a sale. I will keep things ambiguous intentionally because we're kind of in the final stages of the negotiation and contract signing, stuff like that. So more to come there. On the 250 units, just sent out the quarterly distributions to investors. A big question that comes up from investors is, when do we receive our K-1s? And the sooner that you can get the K-1s to the investors, the better, just from a customer service standpoint. On both my properties, one in Cincinnati and, well, I guess now eventually all three, but the 250 units in Houston, the 168 in Cincinnati, we are sending them out the first week of March or the last week of February, which gives them about a month and a half to do their personal taxes. And then with the from a marketing standpoint, I just launched a YouTube channel. If you haven't checked it out, then the reason to check it out, don't you hate it when people say, go like me on Facebook, but why should I like you on Facebook? Why should I go check out your YouTube channel? The reason why I recommend checking out my YouTube channel is because I'm going to post one tip a week on multifamily syndication. So if you're not in the multifamily syndication, it's probably not the right thing for you. But if you're into learning how to raise money and buying apartment communities, either one or both of those things, then go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll include a link to it in the show notes page as well, so you can just click that link and go subscribe. And thank you so much for everybody who has posted a review on iTunes. I am greatly appreciative of it. Means the world to me. I love reading these things. There's some humorous ones, and there's just a whole variety of different reviews. Some of the names of the people who are reviewing just cracks me up. Let's see. I got I got a review from the great Gringo Hughes. And the review says, Joe is a young entrepreneur, especially in the world of apartment investing. He has a track record of success in corporate USA, his investments, and now his podcast. Why should you follow Joe's podcast? He is wise. He is wise because he is humble. Most people at his levels of success, very few, his words, not mine, could talk about themselves all day. Joe instead focuses on others and thinks about what he can learn from them. Ain't that the truth, the great Gringo Hughes? I love your name. Thank you, everyone, for doing those reviews. And if you haven't had a chance, I'm trying to get my goal is of 1,000 by the end of 2016. And if I told you that right now, then you'd be like, well, you're at 207, so good luck, buddy. Well, so that's why I'm going to break it down. So my micro goal by the end of this month is to get to 300, and then we'll just go from there. So if you haven't had an opportunity, please go do a 5-star review. It means the world to me, and that will help grow our community. Lastly, just want to give a shout out to one of my clients who has a 30 unit under contract and getting closer and closer to closing on it in Indianapolis. He's just done a tremendous amount of work on this project, from putting the lender together to getting the property management in place and insurance. And so Bill, shout out to you. Keep on rocking, and looking forward to closing time. With that being said, best ever listeners, thank you so much for sharing your Friday or miscellaneous day with us. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a best ever day.
Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com, and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016.
Do you want to make your investment analysis a breeze while making it look like you spent all week working on it? Then go to getrefm.com/valuate. That's getrefm.com/valuate. This is Bruce Kirsch's company. He's the best ever guest from episode 128. The episode's titled Crash Course on Financial Modeling for Real Estate Investing. Go to his company's website, get the software. You can try it out for free. It's a no-brainer. getrefm.com/valuate.